This is Unit 1 of Speak and Read Essential Tree. Listen to this tree conversation.
Ah, Chinyo.
Yes, son.
Me pao chow, wo tu brofu ana?
Oh, Debbie, me ntu brofu.
Oh, me pao chow, wo ntu brofu.
In the next few minutes, you're going to learn not only to understand this conversation, but to take part in it yourself. Imagine yourself being greeted at the airport in Accra by a group of Ghanaians who have come to welcome you. Your host, of course, speaks English, but soon he goes off to take care of the baggage, and you are left standing next to a Ghanaian lady. You want to try out your tree, so you say, "Good morning."
Machio.
Repeat this word part by part with the native speaker, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his.
Oh. Oh.
This sound is added to a word when you want your voice to carry. It is optional. Continue repeating.
Oh. Qiu. Qi.
This part of the word has a sound at the end, almost like our NG in sing. Continue repeating.
Qi. Qi. Qiu. Ma qiu. Ma qiu.
This greeting can only be used in the morning. You'll find the afternoon and evening greetings in the glossary of your reading booklet. How do you say good morning in Chi?
Ma qiu.
Now the lady answers. Listen.
Yes, son.
This has no particular meaning. It is just a response to a greeting. Repeat part by part.
Esson.
This word, too, has a faint NG sound at the end. Continue repeating.
Esson. Yesson. Yesson.
How do you respond to good morning?
Yesson.
How do you say good morning?
Machio. Machio.
Now respond.
Yes, son. Yes, son.
Now he'd like to know if he can talk to her in English. He says, "Excuse me, do you understand English?" Listen to the word "excuse me." Don't repeat.
Me pao chow.
Now repeat part by part.
Chow. Chow.
To help say this, think of a refined British person saying no. He doesn't say no, no. He says no, no. Keep this in mind as you continue repeating.
Chow. Chow. Ao chau. Me. Me. Me pao chau. Me pao chau.
Say excuse me in tree.
Me pao chau.
Say good morning.
Ma qiu.
Respond to good morning.
Yes, son. Yes, son.
How did you say excuse me?
Me pao chow. Me pao chow.
Let's learn the word for the English language. Listen and repeat.
Bravo. Fo. Fo. Bra. Bra. Bravo. Bravo.
How do you say English?
Bravo.
Say, excuse me.
Mi pao chao. Mi pao chao.
Now he wants to ask, do you speak English? Here's the word for you. Listen and repeat.
Wo. Wo.
You speak.
Wote. Wote.
Literally, the verb te means to hear, but it is used where we would say speak. Again, say you speak.
Wote.
How did you say English?
Bravo.
Now try to say, you speak English.
Wote bravo. Wote bravo.
There is a word which, when placed at the end, makes any statement into a question. Listen and repeat.
Anna. Anna.
Say, you speak.
Wote.
Try to ask, do you speak?
Wote anna. Wote anna.
Remembering that anna comes at the end, try to ask, do you speak English?
Wote brofu anna. Wote brofu anna.
Do you recall the word excuse me?
Me pao chao. Me pao chao.
Try to say, excuse me, do you speak English?
Me pao chao, wote brofu anna. Me pao chao, wote brofu anna.
The lady answers, no. Listen and repeat.
Dabi. Dabi. Dabi.
Say no.
Dabi.
Say, excuse me.
Me pao chao.
She wants to say, I don't speak English. Listen and repeat the word for I.
Me. Me.
Can you guess how to say I speak, literally I hear?
Mete. Mete.
Say you speak.
Wote.
Say I speak English.
Mete brofo.
I speak becomes I don't speak by the addition of an N sound. Listen and repeat, I don't speak English.
Mente brofo. Mente. Mente.
Listen and repeat the pair of words, I speak, I don't speak.
Mete. Mente. Mete. Mente.
Say, I don't speak English.
Mente brofo.
Say, no.
Dabi.
Say, no, I don't speak English.
Dabi, mente brofo.
Here is the word for the tree language. Listen and repeat.
P. P. P.
Say, you speak tree.
What a tree?
Ask, do you speak tree?
What a tree, Anna? What a tree, Anna?
Ask, do you speak English?
What a brofu, Anna? What a brofu, Anna?
Try to remember how to say good morning.
Machio. Machio.
Respond to it.
Yeah, I saw.
Ask, do you speak English?
What a brofu, Anna?
Say no.
Dabi.
Say, I don't speak. Literally, I don't hear.
Mente. Mente.
Say, I don't speak English.
Mente brofo.
Say, I speak.
Mete. Mete.
Say, I speak tree.
Mete tree.
Say, I don't speak.
Mente.
Now, try to guess how to say, you don't speak.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Try to say the pair, you speak, you don't speak.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Say, you don't speak English.
Wouldn't it, brofu?
Say, no.
Dabi.
Say, no, I don't speak English.
Dabi, mente brofo.
Now sit back and listen to a conversation in tree. The same conversation you heard at the beginning of this tape, about 15 minutes ago.
Machio.
Yes, son.
Mepaucho, wute brofo ana.
Oh, Dabi, mente brofo.
Oh, mepaucho, wute brofo.
Let's listen to it again.
Machio.
Yeah, son.
Mepaucho, wute brofo ana.
Oh, Dabi, mente brofo.
Oh, mepaucho, wute brofo.
Now, let's suppose that from the airport, you are taken to your Ghanaian friend's home, where some people are waiting to meet you. Normally, your host will lead you around the room counterclockwise to greet each of the people. How will you say good morning to each as you meet him?
Machio. Machio.
If someone says this to you, how will you respond?
Yasong. Yasong.
They may also welcome you with the word welcome. Listen.
Akwaba. Akwaba.
Here is how it may sound as you are going around the room shaking hands.
Akwaba, akwaba, akwaba. Akwaba, akwaba, akwaba.
Your response should be the same as if they said good morning. What was that response?
Yasong. Yasong.
If you accidentally bump into someone, how will you excuse yourself?
Mipauchou.
Having been introduced to everyone, you are then seated near a Ghanaian lady. Ask her if she speaks English.
Wutibrofuana. Wutibrofuana.
She may say, excuse me, how?
Me pao chao.
How does she say, I don't speak?
Menti. Menti.
No, I don't speak.
Debi menti.
No, I don't speak English.
Debi menti brofo.
Now you say, I don't speak tree.
Menti qui. Menti qui.
No, no, no.
Debi, debi, debi.
That's not quite true, because now you speak tree a little. You need not have made every response correctly in order to go on to Unit 2. All the material you have just learned will be reviewed in future units. If you have mastered about 80% of it, then you are ready to move on. That is the end of Unit 1.